Nate Morris, Kentucky Republicans too cowardly to call out Mitch McConnell's attempt to sabotage Trump nominees. By Sean Moran on February 13, 2025. Kentucky businessman Nate Morris on Wednesday excoriated cowardly Kentucky Republicans who have refused to call out Senator Mitch McConnell's, RKY, attempt to sabotage President Donald Trump's nominees. McConnell voted with Democrats Wednesday to oppose President Donald Trump's nominee for the Director of Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard. The former Senate Republican leader was the only Republican to oppose Gabbard. Morris, whom he ran to replace McConnell, accused McConnell of wanting to sabotage one of Trump's America First nominees and urged bluegrass state voters to pay attention to those that did not call McConnell for opposing one of Trump's prominent nominees. So Mitch McConnell votes against a Tulsi Gabbard and once again tries to sabotage one of President Trump's America First nominees. Pay attention to the Kentucky Republicans who call themselves pro-Trump, but cowardly refuse to call out Mitch for trying to sabotage the Trump agenda, Morris said. If you're asking for a permission slip to run for office here in Kentucky from Mitch McConnell, then you shouldn't be running in the first place. The last thing Kentucky needs is another puppet for Mitch McConnell running for office, Morris said, contending that those that may wait for McConnell to retire may end up serving as another puppet for Mitch McConnell. He added that McConnell also opposed Pete Hegseth's confirmation to become the next Department of Defense Secretary. If you're running for office, especially in Kentucky, and you want my support, don't even bother reaching out to me unless you are willing to publicly oppose Mitch McConnell like this, Donald Trump Jr. said on Tuesday. This is exactly what we need more of in the GOP. Republicans running for office who are unafraid of standing up to Mitch McConnell and the Reno establishment, Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk wrote. Al Cross, a professor emeritus at the University of Kentucky's School of Journalism and Media, and a top political analyst for the Bluegrass State, said that potential Senate Republican candidates Daniel Cameron, the former state attorney general, and Representative Andy Barr, RKY, are protégés of McConnell. Barr plans to run for the Senate seat and has privately said at a campaign retreat that he would not primary McConnell were he to run for re-election. In contrast, Morris appears to be closer to the opposite wing of the Republican Party, praising Senator Rand Paul's, RKY, work in the Congress's upper chamber. I'm so proud of the work that Senator Paul is doing on behalf of Kentucky, Morris said on Breitbart News Saturday in early February. He never forgets the people. He never forgets the Constitution. And I was very proud that I was one of the first people on his presidential campaign when he ran about a decade ago to support him here in Kentucky. Morris last made headlines in January when he slammed McConnell for opposing Hegseth's nomination. Morris is also known to be friends with Vice President J.D. Vance. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on X @SeanMoran3.